Did they say anything in
just a second? This 1966 New York State Democratic Convention supports and commends the president as a man of peace. It shares with him his deep concern over the hostilities in Vietnam. It hereby declares itself in favor of, one, mutual cessation of hostilities in Vietnam. A peace conference under the auspices of a mutually acceptable authority at which all interested parties will be present. Three.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Subject to an agreement emerging from the peace conference, the United States and North Vietnam jointly submit a timetable for the withdrawal of their forces from South Vietnam. Four, the recognition that it is the mutual responsibility of both the North Vietnamese and the United States to help bring about a peace conference. Five, that if an agreement is obtained, additional monies, manpower, and efforts promised for the Great Society and the war against poverty be used for that purpose. Six, the New York State Democratic Convention respects the right of all Americans to hold opinions of their own and the free right of dissent. Now, that's the end of it.
Averill.
Yes, sir.
I'll have them type that up and look at it after I get out of this meeting. I would say offhand about three things, though, my reaction. First, I don't think the President of the White House ought to know about the resolution, ought to have any connection with it, and ought to be dictating resolution state convention. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't think you as a State Department representative ought to give it approval implied or otherwise. Number three, the thing that interests me is that nowhere in there do they manifest any support of our men out there. It sounds like they're talking about a foreign foe, and nowhere in there do they condemn aggression. Now, if they're going to be resolute on that, and they want to, some other party, a liberal party, or a bunch of extremists, or beatniks, or Viet Cong sympathizers, or people who want us to sit down with them, that's one thing. But I sure don't want to be tied to that group myself and have anybody say the president likes this or the president approves it, because if I had my way, I'd just make a motion to table it and let the majority speak. In any event, I think if they're going to commend the president for his desire for peace, they ought to commend him for the commend the country for their commitment against aggression. That's what's causing the trouble. It's their aggression, and you overlook that completely. It's just left out. So
this was drafted before we came.
Yes, what I would say is to them that the safest course would be to just table or make a motion to table it. If they've got the votes and they want to override you, then that's all right. But my judgment is we oughtn't to be signing on to something that's a bunch of platitudes that means nothing and that overlooks the main point, the aggression from North Vietnam. If they'll cease aggression, we'll stop in 5 minutes, as you well know. And
Weisel's right here.
Yes, well, just let him stay there, and we'll look at this thing, and if I have any different thoughts, I'll have someone call you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, please. Are you through?